Thank you again, LBCF community, for taking the time to complete the NL Moore survey. The consultants were impressed by the number of participants we had to complete the survey, and how engaged and honest everyone was that participated in all of the interviews. Your love and concern for LBCF is evident. Thank you. As mentioned during last week's debrief of the NL Moore report, one of the top priorities that you as a community have is the development of spiritual generosity to financially support the church. We as elders have committed to be clearer with you about LBCF's financial needs and the ways that you can sow into this community. These monthly financial updates are a part of that commitment. Based on the 10 months from July 1st, 2019 through April 30th, 2020, offerings and gifts were approximately $500,000, which averages out to monthly income of about $42,000. Expenses plus loan principal for the same 10-month period totaled $565,000, which averages out to monthly expenses of approximately $56,500. As such, our burn rate, or the money we are having to use from our savings, works out to be $14,500 a month. If this sounds higher than the numbers we were reporting before, it's because it is. That has to do with accounting rules and how expenses are reported on financial statements versus the actual cash paid each month for additional items like mortgage principal. In order to give you a better overall picture while still maintaining technical accuracy, we will be including mortgage principal payments in addition to total expenses for the total outgo that you see in orange on the chart. Our total cash on hand, available cash on hand at the end of March was $259,000. You may wonder how our cash increased from last month while we are having to use reserves each month. And that is a great question. We applied for and received a PPP loan from the federal government as part of the CARES Act related to the current COVID-19 pandemic. Gratefully, this provides us with a cushion during this season of uncertainty. While this loan will likely be forgiven in full and will not need to be repaid, the elders believed it was prudent to accept this loan, even in the event we needed to repay it, as it was provided at an extremely low interest rate and during a critical time, considering both our inability to gather in person as well as the Cook's transition. And just to correct what I said, that available cash on hand was at the end of April. Thank you. Thank you, Cecil, for that slide. Our financial committee, affectionately known as the RFC, has been working on the budget for the fiscal year that begins in 1 month. As previously mentioned, the first budget we are putting together is based on our current level of giving. What has become clear right away is that we will not be able to add to the pastoral team until we are regularly bringing in more income. We're working on a second budget that will be a stretch or goal budget that will give us an income number to shoot for that would allow us to hire an additional pastor. The elders are inviting you to increase your giving as you're able so that we can make this a reality. We are continually grateful for the generosity of this community, as well as the desire to be more engaged financially and to know more about the operations of the church. We as an elder board value your questions and want to provide information that provides the most value to meet the stated priority of developing financial generosity. Please reach out to us with any specific questions or items of interest related to our finances, and we will address them as part of our monthly financial updates. As a reminder, the best way to contact us is via email at elders@lbcf.org. It has come to our attention that we have not been receiving all of our emails. So if you sent an email to that address and it was kicked back, please send it again after Tuesday when we expect to have this glitch fixed. Thank you to everyone for your patience. I understand that not everyone gets as excited about numbers and spreadsheets as I do. And now to JC for announcements.